You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to NSE Presents InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. I'm your host Rishi K, and this podcast is all about getting your money to make better investments for you in the new financial year. With budget and elections making way into 2019, a lot can be expected from the markets as well. The stock market in India has been in great shape for some years now. As in any secular bull market, there are tactical bear markets, and at a certain point, an end of the bull market. However, the new year comes with a lot of questions. How is the stock market going to perform in the months to come? With the budget announcements, are different sectors going to perform differently? And will the unpredictability of the election results affect the stock market in any way? Whichever way the markets go, all you need to do is be prepared. But how can one do this? Well, now's your chance to sit down, relax, and listen to the best of advice from industry experts on InvestoCast, because we've decided to get you just the right amount of wisdom from the experts to get through the slightly unpredictable year ahead. And while we do this, we're going to help you carve out the best way to make money work for you this year, because being aware and informed will help you be a little extra prepared for your financial goals and investments. National Stock Exchange, NSE, with the help of InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control, is committed to break the limitations of geographical boundaries and reach investors across the country. In today's episode, we talk about the stock market outlook for 2019, with the markets closing out the year in a correction, and what are the seven critical trends to watch out for. And to get you the most critical insight on this, we have with us today Mr. Deepan Mehta. Deepan Mehta is the founder director of Elixir Capital, member NSE. He's an expert in equity fundamentals and the stock markets. Hi, Deepan. Wonderful to see you. We're really glad to have you here today.
Thanks, Rishi. Thanks for having me. Really excited to do this show with you.
Lovely. Let's start with knowing a little more about you and, most importantly, your efforts behind financial education and awareness.
See, I think investor education has been very close to my heart since I started my career. I have done several investor camps for the NSE as well as for CNBC. And I truly feel that investors do require a certain amount of education when they're coming into equities and equity investing, because there are certain nuances which need to be understood. And you need to have a proper strategy and understanding about this particular massive wealth creating opportunity. So I feel that investor education will certainly go a long way in helping the average individual or the family achieve their financial goals.
But you did say off the mic, and you were almost complaining, saying you wish more millennials would listen to that.
Yes, absolutely.
We'll come to that a little later. Okay, with the market closing out the year in a correction, what really is the stock market outlook for 2019 as far as you're concerned?
The best way to describe the outlook for 2019 is volatile. And many tricky situations where the markets will keep on tumbling, going up, going down. And the main reason for that is that right from August, September of 2013, this market has been going up almost without a serious correction for almost 4 years or so. But now we have reached a situation where there are many speed breakers, right from political uncertainty to interest rates, global scenario, domestic issues. So we've reached a situation where earlier, it was completely clear blue skies, but now you cannot say the same. I think it's quite cloudy. And this year, like the last year, this year also, at least the first half, will be quite challenging for investors to navigate.
NSE presents InvestoCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. And it's all about helping people learn about their finances on the go. And we must have some advice from our expert today, which is Deepan Mehta, for the listener on today's topic of five critical trends to watch out for in the stock market outlook for 2019. Okay, Deepan, let's talk about the first and most important trend to watch out for.
I think political uncertainty. Now that the budget is over and done with, I think a lot of focus will go on to who is going to form the next government. Will the NDA continue to govern the country, or will we have a new combination Will it be a coalition government even after the election result? And then all the way up to the first budget of the new government, that also will be watched quite closely, because if there's going to be a change of government, it would mean there's a change of policy, a change of focus, a change of which sectors need to be, or which sectors need to be encouraged, where the attention of the government is going to be. So many things usually change when a new government comes into play. So a lot of investors, domestic as well as institutional and international investors, are concerned about this political uncertainty and how it's going to play out. This theme for at least the first half till July, August of 2019 is going to be political uncertainty, and that's going to play on the minds of investors, and that's where the volatility will be in the markets.
And as far as sentiment is concerned, in the stock markets, you don't just talk of numbers, you talk about sentiment, right?
Absolutely. Sentiment is more important sometimes than numbers itself. And sentiment certainly does get affected by political uncertainty. What markets hate is uncertainty. They like to have a clear-cut vision. They like to have a clear-cut roadmap as to where the country, where corporate earnings are going, where the economy is going, what the political setup is. The minute you have political uncertainty, that automatically it spreads to all aspects, all sectors of the society, of the economy. It affects investment plans. It affects decision-making at all levels, at consumer level, at the business level, at the government level, at the state level. So that kind of, you know, causes some amount of paralysis in activity, and that's never good for the economy of the country or the stock market. So we hate uncertainty of any form, and political uncertainty is going to be absolutely heightened over the next few months or so.
Deepan, let's move to the second critical trend to watch out for. Would you say interest rates and their relationship with stock markets?
Yes, absolutely. Interest rates and stock markets have a very close relationship. It's quite simple. The lower the interest rates, the higher the stock markets will go up. It's like an inverse correlation. And the reason for that is that when interest rates are low, automatically you see companies doing well. You see consumption spending going up because of lower interest rates. And most importantly, the liquidity flows from the debt market and the fixed income market into the equity market, because the returns in the fixed income market are lower. So the average investor wants to seek higher return, goes into the stock market. So interest rates and the stock markets have a very close relationship. And we've had a change of guard at the RBI itself. And what the new RBI governor's stance is towards monetary policy will also be watched quite closely. And there is certainly a scope for India to reduce its interest rates, because they are linked to the inflation, and inflation certainly has come off. So there's scope for us to reduce interest rates. And if that does happen, then that certainly will be positive for the stock markets. And in fact, it would counter some of the adverse fallout of a politically, kind of situation, which is not acceptable to the stock market. If there's a complete coalition government, then interest rate reductions will act as a counterbalance.
And I'm sure you as an expert are watching that Feb 7th date very closely.
Absolutely.
Since there's a change of guard at the RBI.
Absolutely.
Okay, let's move to the next critical trend. We talked about how there is domestic uncertainty. Globally also, there's tremendous uncertainty, isn't there?
Absolutely. I think globally also, we are dealing with a great deal of uncertainty. There's this trade war between US and China, and that's affecting the sentiment globally. At the same time, we should expect a cyclical downswing in the global economy. So that itself is coming into play this time round, and that has an effect on many aspects as far as the Indian economy is concerned. Of course, the positive aspect is that commodity prices go down, especially oil, steel, non-ferrous metals, and India net-net benefits India. Lower commodity prices benefits India and benefits India's stock market. But on the other hand, it affects foreign direct investment. It affects foreign institutional investors, which are deep pocket investors coming into India. It affects their sentiment towards taking more riskier bets in emerging markets such as ourselves. So global economic uncertainty also is going to be something that we'll be continuously factoring into 2019. And, global stock markets also have become quite volatile. So when the Dow Jones is up 3% or so, Indian markets do well, and vice versa. So that's going to be the next big trend which we need to watch out for 2019. So you can see that we are having a culmination of many uncertainties, political uncertainty, uncertainty on the interest rate, and now you're dealing with global uncertainty as well.
So a cyclical downturn in that aspect is expected.
Absolutely.
And thus far, foreign investors have been so gung-ho about India and the India story. And that again might have a question mark on it.
Absolutely.
Now, something we briefly touched upon at the beginning, a critical trend for millennials and your message to them.
Yeah, well, I think that millennials, for them, they have to have a strategy for equity the minute they start saving. The reason is that, unlike earlier generations, investing in stock markets is going to become mainstream. At most points of time, millennials will have a large portion of their savings in financial assets, and of that, a large portion would be in equity. So they need to have a strategy for investing in the equity markets. By strategy, I mean what percentage of their savings they want to invest, who are they going to do it with, whether it's a mutual fund or a portfolio manager. If they're doing it by themselves, they need to commit time to understand the stock market and which companies and sectors to invest in. If not, you're better off working with an expert. So normally millennials are very adept at doing things themselves. It's like a do-it-yourself generation. But when it comes to equity investing, I would urge the millennials to not do it themselves, but to go to an expert who can manage their portfolio, who can manage their equity investments. And that way they can get the maximum benefit of this this fantastic wealth-generating opportunity. That's one part of advice to millennials. And other aspect is that you need to develop the right temperament to invest in equities. See, equities are very volatile, and this is going to be an extraordinarily volatile year. Other than that, also, stock markets go up, they go down, and there's so much of noise and news flow around it. But if you have the right temperament, means you have the right focus, the right strategy, and the conviction in the India story, then you will not get rattled by short-term movements, by short-term drop in stock prices, and have a long-term focus, which is where the maximum wealth-generating opportunity lies.
So you're saying identify your vehicle, get expert advice, start
Absolutely.
Early. The final critical trend, the India story itself is a trend.
Absolutely.
So with foreigners and foreign institutional investors having so much faith in the India story, you'd like to urge Indians themselves.
Absolutely. We tend to get very negative on India from time to time, because of what we experience in our day-to-day life. But I think millennials should keep faith in the India story. I think a lot has been going for our country. And I think the best part is the next 2-3 decades or so. Demographically, we are the best placed nation in the entire world. And because of technology, because of various initiatives taken by this government and the previous government, and overall thinking within the political circles as to how to manage the Indian economy, I think we are in for great times over the next few years or so. And that's going to get perfectly reflected in the stock market. So that's come back to the same point, that you should have a nice strategy for investing in equities. If not equity, then at least how to get into the debt market through fixed income products or through mutual funds. But by and large, you need to be in financial assets, could be insurance. And millennials need to have the strategy right over there.
Fabulous. We've had some really important points listed out by Deepan today. I'm going to take you through it quickly in our Wisdom in the Bank segment. The 5 critical trends to watch out for in the 2019 stock market outlook are political uncertainty, interest rates and stock markets and change of guard at the RBI, global uncertainty, millennials and how they manage their money, and faith in the India story. Deepan, thanks a ton for all the valuable information and insights today. We understand that the stock market bull run is dependent on a lot of internal and external factors, and you've really helped us understand that.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Okay, with a lot happening within the country in terms of the budget and elections, and a lot more in the international markets, all we need to do is to be more aware and informed when it comes to the stock markets and investments. So let's promise ourselves to be more vigilant, a lot more informed, slightly more flexible with our investments to make sure we get the right returns even if the markets get unpredictable and choppy. That's a wrap on our show, NSE Presents InvestorCast. I'm your host, Rishi K, for the NSE Presents InvestorCast, an exclusive investor podcast powered by Money Control. To know more about our podcast, log on to moneycontrol.com and visit the podcast section. In case you would like us to address any of your investment queries on our show, do write in to us at nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. That's nseinvestorcast@nw18.com. You can also reach out to us on Twitter at moneycontrol.com or Facebook at moneycontrol.com. Do remember to use the hashtag NSCInvestorCast. Thank you for listening. Disclaimer: the material on the show is for informational purposes only. Please consult a financial advisor before taking any financial decision.